Yes. Looks like a good way for us to start the discussion. This is the hour in which we spend a lot of time on medicine, not just with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, but Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us today for Trends in Medicine, also known as Confusion in Medicine, because we have so many different points of view. And one of the great things that I hear from people, and I'm very pleased to have folks identify, if you will, or understand that I'm interested in information. I am like a sponge, and I think people who think are intriguing and fun people. I like to think that I'm a thinker, and I think Roberta is, and Jennifer, and Richie, and the people I surround myself with, and you listen to with regularity each day, and that's because you're a thinker as well. And one of the things we think most about is our health, the condition of our body, and how we hopefully can improve it or keep it well. What can we do to keep you filled up, if you will? Some people, as we talked last week, Jack, have sort of given up. They have heard all of the information, and they want to eat what they want to eat, and they want to live the way they want to live, and they've just given up. Some folks want to take control of their destiny in a sense. Everybody is. You make a decision or you don't make a decision, you are still in control of your body and therefore in control of your destiny, because you don't have a healthy body, you have nothing. And if you don't want a healthy body and you don't want to live, that's a decision that's up to you. That has to be your decision. For those who don't want to think that way and who do want to look at the various things that are around potentially that can help you make your life better, maybe you've made some mistakes over your life and you're trying to correct them, or maybe just things happen in your life, your body. Jack is a NUCA specialist, a chiropractor, specializes in manipulating the neck, the upper spine, and in that way relieves the pressure for much of what's wrong with the regular chiropractors who do the adjustments on the skeleton all over the body. There are people who have problems with curvature of the spine, for example. The spine is so important. It's where all of the nerves, everything, often the blood flows up and down. Doesn't the aren't the most important arteries and veins close to the spine?
Well, there, you know, some of the most terrible degenerative diseases that are out there, ALS, MS, Parkinson's, things like this, they found a great decrease in the blood flow to the spine.
Yeah, well, that's because if I can go back to my current favorite whipping boy, the football programs, the hockey programs, the sports that really cause compromise in the brain, you only have, I think you told me, is the size of a quarter, the stem that connects your brain to the rest of your body, where all of the wires go, if you will, to controlling the rest of your body, to the brain and back again. It's the size of a quarter. So if you're getting beat around on the hockey rink or the ice, the football field, if you're a wrestler or some of these new things like Muay Thai, whatever they call it, M-U-A-Y. What is it called?
Muay Thai.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the stuff you're studying, Richie, or not. Richie's in Taekwondo, but these are intensely difficult things if you don't have the proper gear. And how do you protect, even if you're doing, how do you pronounce it again, Muay Thai?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Muay Thai, but it's Muay Thai.
Okay. So how do you protect yourself in that circumstance? Somebody's they got these big punching bags on, and they're pounding away at your head, and your head's snapping back.
I mean, if they're doing competitive stuff, obviously in the class structure like we do for Taekwondo, there is no kicking or punching to the head.
Okay. But there are plenty of other circumstances, Richie, where there is that. So, Jack, can you fix that? In your area of expertise, can those things be fixed?
Well, yes. That's what I take care of all day long, all week long in the clinic here in Salt Lake. One of the big trade-offs with nature to have the range of motion that the head has on top of the neck is the surrender of stability that you have further down the spine. You can move the head around on the neck in ways you cannot move any other segment of the spine. because there is no disc between the top two bones of the neck, between C1 and C2.
I must be in great shape. I got no discs left in my own neck.
That's why you can turn your head all the way around.
Right, there you go. Like that woman in The Exorcist, right?
Yeah. So that leaving that area of the spine relatively unprotected in the sense of strong, sinewy support tissue, it's easily knocked. The head is easily knocked out of balance. If you can think of the head sitting on top of a yardstick, that's about the size relationship between the head and the spine, and the actual bony contact, as you were saying there a little earlier, the actual contact between the skull and the spine is about the size of a quarter. And so there's a delicate balancing act that the body is constantly going through, and football, boxing, anything. I've got a patient I was talking to yesterday. It's a real, not a golfer, as a hacker. He describes himself as a hacker because he throws a 2-foot divot out every time he swings the club. That kind of a shock to the spine every time you do it over and over and over again displaces certain segments. And when the head comes out of balance with the neck, some people are going to have hell on earth from their head all the way down to their feet.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is my, as if somebody, when that guy said in the last hour, Richie, I get on to something, the inference was, when I get on to something, it takes on a life of its own.
Yes.
And I do, I feel very strongly about this football thing or the damages. I just don't want to see people, the precious resources that we have in our young people, there are a lot of people whose futures will be compromised by engaging in these kind of activities. And we need to have not a brain drain, but we need to have those who are intelligent, those who can contribute, they need to be encouraged and their lives need to be enhanced. And if you put yourself in harm's way this way, that isn't going to happen for a whole lot of people.
Well, and another thing about it is that we usually have a way of measuring these kinds of things in the worst case scenario, which would be paralysis, perhaps a C4.
Well, that's visible stuff. You don't know. The Alzheimer's
is
invisible.
What about people who got pounded who didn't get paralyzed, but then they start having learning problems? They have communication problems. They have concentration problems. Then they start having immune system problems. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, by the time they're in their mid-20s, somebody's coming at them with a knife because they have this, unretractable low back pain that was just the body's compensation for those poundings and poundings it got over the earlier years that nobody except people like me relate back to earlier traumas.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's why it's so important to have a fix on these things, because it's a societal thing that is very much a part of the future. There's so many people are involved in so many of these sports, and they're starting at such an early age that we really, I think, need to be aware of it. You make your own choices. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am here to help you understand what is going on. And you know what? To leapfrog on that, yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com had to do with this blood test that has been discovered. We have information on the blood test that could determine how long you're going to live. That story is at DougStephan.com. In our poll, would you take a blood test to find out how long you're going to live?
This is dangerous.
41% said no. It's definitely something I don't want to know. 23% said maybe if it's more of a guideline so I can still make changes. 20% said doubt it. Doctors are wrong half the time anyway. 16% said yes, I'd love to know how long I have. You said what? You just said it's dangerous.
I said this is a dangerous precedent because with the new health care plan that's coming out, where the elderly's care will be reviewed by a panel of reviewers, and if all of a sudden we start doing these kinds of longevity tests based on somebody's interpretation of some DNA signal that says, well, this person is going to require $150,000 of care over the next 10 years to keep them alive. However, the DNA test doesn't indicate they're going to live more than two, so we'll just stop the care.
This all seems like a Twilight Zone thing
to me. It really does. It's bizarre, isn't it?
If you knew that you were going to get into a car accident that would kill you at the corner of Main and 3rd Street at noon on Friday, what would you do?
You would go on Main and make sure on Friday I would be there.
Right. You would be able to avoid that death. So if you knew that at 67 years old you were going to die of heart surgery or of heart trauma and you're 45 years old, what would you do?
you would do everything you could to make your heart.
Well, maybe that's
rich.
But let's back this off just a little bit. What if you're a parent sitting up in the stands at a high school football game and you've been listening to Doug talk about this for weeks and months, and you're watching those kids out there pounding their heads back and forth, and you knew that if you did something now, there'd be some of those kids whose lives would be improved simply because they weren't bashing their heads around.
Sure, no, but what I'm talking about is being able to see the future with regard to your health. As far as specifics, I'm going to die at age 74 from this.
Well, if you know that, then you will do everything you can do to not have that happen, therefore changing that future. Now you have to go get the test again.
This is Jack, can you stay with us till the bottom of the hour?
Yeah, I can.
All right, hold on, because this is something. And Richie, see if you can find Ken. I want to let's put the two ideas together here. This is a very – I think this is something – I'm sitting here listening to this. And I'm getting these bizarre, weird feelings in my brain, thoughts in my brain
what I don't know
already about what's going on with me. And, you know, to think about this kind of stuff, there's a side of me that thinks if you knew, you could make changes. That's what good astrology is about, you know. People will tell you, okay, this is the way your life may shape
up. But then
the
future is no longer astrology, reality, and it's all false.
Well, but if you know something is going to be wrong, can't you take it? This is a whole, my God, what a conundrum this is.
Well, what if you had a really sharp pain in your gut? You go to the doctor, he says, oh, my gosh, you got pancreatic cancer. You got 60 days. What are you going to do in the next 60 days?
I'm going to spend every penny that I have. Thank you. All right, hold on. 800-510-8255. Isn't this really, this is extraordinarily important stuff. I dare say it may be not quite as interesting as Arnold and Maria, but it really
is.
It is if you think about it, actually. You're thinking about your life and your future. Hold on a second. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us, and we're happy to have him at 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18, boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug and Dr. Rich and everybody else continuing in a few moments here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How many of you are fans of American cars versus the European car? The new Tata. You know, since we got off on that last week, everybody's talking about the Tata.
Everybody's talking Tata.
The Tata.
I think half of it's the name.
No, really, Roberta? You think?
That's why you are the media expert you are.
When are you scheduled to go get your hair highlighted again?
Sometimes my brain gets real starved.
Having fun with Doug Stepin's Good Day.
Day by day.
Loved. I think of all of the, we had Hair, you had Godspell, and you had Jesus Christ Superstar, pretty much all at the same time in the early 70s. There was something about this musical, I suppose you could call it a play. Would you call it a play, Roberta, Godspell?
It's a musical, a Broadway musical, sweetie.
Yeah, right. And did you just call me sweetie?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet.
This is we called them rock musicals when I was a disc jockey at the time, and I remember
rock operas.
Rock
right?
operas, yes, yeah. Yep, right. And this thing had more of an impact. And this song, and I think Yvonne Elliman's song, was also the two songs that made really a difference was this one and the Yvonne Elliman song. Anyway, is the anniversary of the opening date of Godspell. Do you know that, Roberta?
No, that I didn't know, Doug.
At the Cherry Lane Theater in Unorak City on this date in 1971. So, some thoughts for you. We have a lot of things we're thinking about. Jack Stockwell is here. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. He's a chiropractor, specializes in the NUCA method of taking care of your neck. We're talking about whether or not you would like to know how long you have to live. The blood tests that are available now, very controversial. And so we're sort of into a moral thing here rather than this is a moral discussion more than it is anything else, not about the physicality or the, you know, what do you find out and then what do you do about what you find out. But I don't know where to go with this now.
And for me, again, the thing is, when you find that out, does that actually change what you found out? Now that that
doesn't change what you found
future.
Out, does it change what you do and how you
it
live?
Changes, right. So now you need to have the test over and over and over. I mean, you could do this test every year, find out something new, react to what you found out. Now it's created a new circumstance, and now you need to go get the test again.
There are a lot of people.
It's never ending.
Yeah, I've told you the story about me and Sarah Scan. And my with the results of the test were, Jack saw them. And,
perfect example.
And now Jack and others think, well, you know, there's not as much evidence in science to this as one would think. And there are a lot of ways of dealing with it. Even if you do have a tendency toward it, it's not by any stretch of the imagination when you learn about it at this stage.
But you
I've learned about it before it actually could destroy my life, my brain,
that you have a propensity, that you could possibly have dementia one day.
Yeah,
and
right.
I told you in the next 15 years you could possibly have
dementia. Jack told me to take the report and throw it away and live my life.
Right, but now you can take
Jack
actions to change those.
No, but I have, I am taking some steps terms of what I eat and how I supplement.
Well, certainly, there are things that you can do of a nutritional nature to help to rebuild nerve structures, nerve support structures, especially in the brain.
Yeah.
But there's not much else you're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no splint. There's no cast.
No.
There's no therapy.
If you give me a lobotomy, whose brain am I going to get? If something happens to Richie, you think I want his brain? Richie,
you'd be way better off.
I want to keep this going for a few minutes so Peter can take day off. All right, so let's get back. This is the blood test is, okay, that's the instrument. But finding out or wanting to find out or thinking maybe you could find. And I didn't even think about what you said, Jack. And so I want to bring Ken into this, but he's at the dentist, so I can't find him. The fact that you would that this information would be used against you, if this was in a report that the government had, okay, this guy's going to die in 2 years anyway, the hell with him. We're not going to give him any special treatment. We're not going to spend any money on him. Next! I mean, that's really what you just said.
Well, that's exactly what I said, and I stand by it. We have a history of that in this country in other desperate economic times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the term useless eaters, but the people who aren't productive as far as the economy is concerned, usually are the ones who are pushed off to the side while the muscle gets taken care of first. That is the nature of being a human being.
Yeah.
It may not be the moral thing. It may not be the right thing at all. But if people start getting tagged by what somebody thinks the DNA says
and
about
who is that somebody?
Well, that's my whole point because it'll end up in a committee of bean counters who say the trade off, the investment value in this person's continuing life isn't worth the cost.
Yeah,
it could get that bad.
Yeah, and that's this is not some bad movie.
And that's not just a year out. Let's say somebody's, on their deathbed and, okay, it's going to take $500,000 to have them live another year. What if you were 40 years old and they knew that you had cancer but you could survive from it, but over the next 20 years they would spend $1.3 million?
Precisely.
All right.
I'm telling you, man. It's the Twilight Zone.
Sorry to end the conversation on this, but Jack, thank you. Visit Jack's website again, jackstockwell.com, for all kinds of stimulating, important medical stuff. Half fast on good.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Save you.
Now 33 after the hour, it's Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I am very tempted to continue with our focus here on this blood test story at DougSteffen.com. Also today, there is focus on this computer malfunction at a gas station. It's one of those chucklers.
I love this story, yep.
Our poll today, as opposed to yesterday, the blood test poll was yesterday. Today, the poll question, if you found out that your local gas station had a computer problem that accidentally lowered the price of gas, would you fill up? Of course you're going to go fill up. What are you, crazy? A, fill her up. B, I'd fill my tank, call my family and friends to fill theirs. C, I'd fill up and then let the station know. D, I'd let the station know so they didn't go out of business. I wouldn't. That's not my problem.
Would you fill up?
I absolutely would fill up. I'd bring every car or truck that I had that I could get right down there. Is that, I mean, I'm a moral I'm an ethical moralist or a moral ethicist, but I don't see. I think that I would leave my morality if that's what it is. I mean, is it immoral to take advantage of this? That would be the question, really. Is it immoral? And I feel that the oil companies are so immoral themselves. Now, what is it? Two wrongs don't make a right. But I've been gouged and you've been gouged over the years so much. Now, who gets hurt is the question. Is it the local guy? He's got to pay for the gas anyway. So you're not going to hurt ExxonMobil. The problem is on the local level, right? So the guy who gets hurt is the guy who owns the station. You're not hurting Exxon or Mobil. So that may be the way that you think this through. If, in fact, you want to think it through before you take the poll. Thousands of people every day take our poll as part of their visit to DougSteffen.com. A lot of other things they can see and do. The Roberta Queen of Cheap deals that are there every day. Lots of featured pictorial slideshows. We have our input from Dr. Ken, who has information on this blood test. We'll talk to him about that a little bit from now. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has information on the importance of reading labels when you're shopping for groceries. a lot of that, strategies for stroke prevention. Phil has that information as well. Gluten-free food, a part of the focus there. Everyday anti-aging foods, so much stuff. All right, so the video of the day today, also at DougStephan.com, has these are stories in video and audio. Amanda in California sent us the video today. It's a fellow named Matt who created a movie trailer and arranged for it to be shown in a theater as a way to propose to his girlfriend. You can watch the trailer and see the girlfriend's reaction. But we do have the audio.
In the lower left-hand corner of the video is the video of her actually watching the trailer that you're watching on the main screen.
Right.
So,
all right. So here it is.
So they're sitting in the theater getting ready for the movies.
And she has no idea. She thinks she's going to see the trailer.
When she hears her father's voice.
Love story's so true, it couldn't have been written.
I know how much she means to you.
And now she realizes it's...
I know she is your heart.
There comes a time when every father lets his little girl go.
Uh-oh.
I just want you to know that I love her too, and I am by no means trying to steal her away from you.
To another man that loves her as much as he does.
I want to spend the rest of my life with her. She is my heart, my friend, my everything.
It's a story about two people.
Doug is in tears right now.
I am.
Right around the corner.
She is nothing like any woman I've ever met before, and everything I've always wanted and more.
It teaches us everyone out there does have a soulmate.
I want you to know that I'll protect her. I will honor and respect her and treat her the way she deserves to be treated.
And that every true love story isn't in the movies.
I didn't even know what real love is, but she is showing me and teaching me every day. It might be old-fashioned. It may not even be necessary, but it's important to me. And I know it's important to your daughter that I do this as well. I'd like to have your blessing, sir. May I have your daughter's hand in marriage?
You have my permission for a hand in marriage. I would love to have you as a son.
She's got her hands over her mouth right now, like over her face.
So what does she say? What's the answer?
No.
Coming this winter from Universal Studios.
She's watching. She's just like, oh my God,
what are you
watching
waiting for?
This.
So what did she say?
So now the video is him running from where the father was, I guess, to the movie theater. I don't know. So he's running across the field, jumping in his car. So the whole thing is now he's going to run into the theater. And I'm sure at the end of the trailer, the guy's going to get down on his knee.
Okay.
This is well done. This is very well done.
Our video of the day. Listen to the audio from the video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, so now his car pulls up to the theater, and he's about to run into the theater.
Mm-hmm. So is it spoiling if I tell you what she says?
I'm sure you're about to see it here. He's even got... Oh, no, he doesn't have the same clothes on. He stopped for popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Tapping his fingers on his wallet like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Let me just get a small pop.
Good heavens.
This is long. I mean, it's another 3 or 4 minutes. So go to the website and watch it. It's
right.
This is very, very well done.
Yep. Video of the day. Now, do we have the audio from the weekend players championship golf journey?
Yes, we do.
Do we not have the audio from the Navy SEALs thing?
There's no audio with it, but I can describe it to you. It's awesome.
The Navy SEAL thing?
It's awesome.
Oh, I thought there was some audio with it.
There is. It's just of the surf. The ocean.
Okay. All right.
So basically, it's an advertisement for the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime on the beach, and you're watching the waves come in.
Yeah.
And then the moon is kind of casting light on the beach, and then it gets, you know, the wave comes in.
Yeah.
And then it gets dark for a second, and when the light comes back out again, you notice there's footprints in the sand,
mm-hmm.
but you never saw anybody.
Right.
And then it just says the Navy SEALs want you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They don't want you, Rich. They don't want me.
They don't want me.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
They don't want any of us.
What about the women? Are there any women in the SEALs?
You asked that the other day, I think.
I did. Nobody gave me the answer. I didn't find the answer.
No. But let's do the TPC, the Players' Championship, the golf tournament that was played this past weekend.
Right. This past weekend, the Players' Championship golf tournament was interrupted when a giant turtle lumbered onto the green and then dove into the water hazard. Go ahead, Richie.
He was on the edge of the green, and there's like a four-foot drop-off into the water, and he's kind of looking over the edge, deciding what to do.
Yeah. That ball ended up over to 16.
Hey, this is the turtle that was going the other direction earlier in the day.
Don't jump.
Well,
don't do it.
He's
going in.
Yeah, he's going
in. Look at this. This is a beauty.
Let's take a look at this in super slow-mo. Oh, we need our Olympic diving analyst, Cynthia Potter, here with us to score this. You know, he was a little short on the landing, Gary.
Smash way too big.
Splash way too big. That's going to cost him.
Very good stuff. Very cool stuff. We've been having Ken Kessler is now the producer of the program, who's in charge of all of this stuff. Finally, I mean, we all find them and you send them along to us, but picking and choosing the right ones, and these two are very good, great ways for you to spend a little of your time. The video of Amanda and her
game. If you need a good cry, proposal. Go watch the proposal.
I need a good cry by now,
go watch it.
Help yourself to that. The turtle thing is just, I thought of Roberta the instant I saw that. Because it's just you. It's like this turtle, and you'd have a turtle.
And look at her. Oh,
you adopted it.
We released our turtle. We released it in our friend's pond this spring. Yes.
You got eaten by a snake the very next day.
That's one thing. The snakes will not eat the turtles because they can't digest
them. And he was
big
enough to survive on his own. And they do very well when you release them.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Keep convincing yourself.
17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Ken, we'll talk a little about the blood thing, and Dr. Ken has some other important things in the Daily Dose, including the story, the latest story every day. This is what drives me crazy. That's what I say to Ken, and I say to Jack, and I might say it to a few of the other folks that we have here. There are these controversies brought about by things that one group of experts say is fact, and another group says something else. So we have a story about coffee now, and another thing that may be perceived as being good. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. The other thing, what was it the other day we heard, Richie? Somebody was talking about coffee leaching out the calcium in your bones. Who was that in that conversation?
Yeah, well, we were discussing it with
Pam Popper.
And she was talking about how coffee in small amounts is good for you, and you were saying yes, but.
Yeah.
We look at the overall picture, not each individual.
So all of this is we haven't got Ken yet. All of this stuff, the poll about the blood test. It's interesting how I feel once in a while I just roll into stuff. And Ken, you are there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hi. So I was thinking about all of this controversy, the blood testing and that sort of thing, and how whether we just fall into these things or there's kismet or. Our connection, you and I made this connection with the Canes and the Body Bio Report in New Jersey, and how this thing operates, although it isn't a predictor, it isn't set about to predict to you how long you're going to live, but what it does do, and listen up, this is very careful, this is very important information, please listen carefully to how this works, especially if you are somebody who takes vitamins, who's serious about his or her health. How do you really know if what you're taking for vitamins or minerals, or what you're eating, in fact, is helping your body work at its peak? And this addresses, I think, some of the questions, Ken, in this blood test controversy. You need things to be balanced in your body. If you want to truly be healthy, feel healthy, then you need to know what you're lacking or what you have too much of. And that's what the Body Bio Report will tell you. All you have to do is go to bodybioreport.com. You register for your report. Brian, one of the guys that works with me in the office in New York, and Ken have had this done. I've had it done.
I'm getting it done.
And Richie's getting it done. Found out I was lacking in three or four things. Now, again, I'm a supplementer. But there are things like I don't have enough chromium in my system, enough selenium, enough zinc, and those sorts of things are important enough. Vitamin B12, and this is important for longevity. And that's why this is such a blessing, Ken, because it can help everybody figure out how to correct things that are correctable. And there are so many things about what goes on in our body that are correctable, right?
Absolutely. The traditional doctors know it. More of us are looking for supplements to help us. And we need some guide to know what to take, because you walk into the grocery store or the health food store, you're overwhelmed with all the choices. Here's a scientific, evidence-based guide to help you with the blood work you're getting anyway, figure out what supplements you should be taking.
I think everybody who's listening to us right now needs to get his or her own unique report from BodyBioReport.com. Your aches, your chronic discomforts, your headaches, muscle cramps, that kind of stuff, sometimes they are caused, as a matter of fact, most often, both Ken and Jack would tell you, they're caused by simple deficiencies in your blood. You don't have a right, and that's what I've found out here. There's nothing horrible going on in my body, but there are things that can be made better, and that's what you find out. You're missing nutrients. All of you are. Guaranteed that your bodies need some other element to make it function the best. And that's why Body BioReport not only tells you what's off balance, but also how to bring your nutrient level back to where it needs to be. So get your report done. If you don't listen to anything else from Ken and me other than this information today, this is the important takeaway. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Enter the code Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. You'll save 20% on what they charge you. So that's BodyBioReport.com. Enter in the code Dr. Ken, who joins us with some more info in just a moment here on Good Day.
Andro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, insurance for your health, Dr. Ken and his knowledge. He's here with his daily dose of important medical information. You can get these all downloaded, by the way, in the listen box. This sort of thing is in the listen box, right, Richie?
It is in the listen box, yes. Yeah. You can go there.
All right, so what's the news on coffee, Ken?
Big news on coffee. This is out of your backyard. The Harvard School of Public Health is that coffee cuts the risk of the most lethal prostate cancer. And it doesn't seem to be a caffeine effect. This isn't caffeinated or non-caffeinated. It seems to be coffee antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect, Doug.
All right. So is this, in the fact, I'm not trying to be provocative here. What happens if you have coffee enemas?
I don't think this is the study they did.
And you definitely don't want to do that hot.
No.
Jennifer,
can you do a latte enema?
Can you do it milk and sugar, please?
And cappuccino.
A little cinnamon on top.
All right, okay.
Light
all right.
Foam.
All right, calm down. All right.
I think that's a fly-through option.
No. All right, obesity raises the risk of prostate cancer, so I can see this now. If they're obese, they're going to start drinking coffee so they can counter them just being fat, because fat is what causes cancers, right?
Absolutely. The American Urological Association this week, obesity does it raise the risk of prostate cancer, Doug.
Yeah. All right, so there's if you're obese, lose the weight, but on your way down, have a lot of coffee, and it might help you out a little bit. It's now 50 after the hour. Time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Paws. Lots of people every day, Ken, aches and pains. They're checking it out, and they're trying it, and they like it, right?
Wonderful. It works. It's effective.
Well, thanks very much for that report.
What he said.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it was 51 after I did that.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Ask yourself.
Who
watched for me? My only
friend.
God, I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah.
This song?
Yeah.
Sting and Eric Clapton from the movie Lethal Weapon 3, which was the number one movie during this week in 1992. Do you believe that? Chucker. There were three of these lethal weapons. The first one must have been, what, 87?
There were four of them.
Yeah, no, but I mean the third one was around 19 years ago. So they started in the mid-80s, right? That franchise?
87 was the first one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so now...
And then I think 89 was the second one.
And 93 was the third one. So
I would argue that the second one was one of the best sequels of all time.
Yeah. I thought they were all good movies, frankly.
You know, by the way, that's a good segue, because Mel Gibson yesterday or the day before got a 10-minute standing ovation. Well, the movie The Beaver got a 10-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
That movie has not performed at all here in the States, but obviously they...
That's because of the prejudice against him for his whatever his actions or alleged actions were. And so, and then one wonders whether that's what's going to happen to Arnold Schwarzenegger. After the information that's come out in the last 24 to 48 hours,
he'll become a superhero in France.
Mm-hmm. What's your guess?
I don't think it's my gut feeling. I don't think it's going to have the same effect. Yeah. I don't think it's going to hurt Arnold's whatever movie career is trying to relaunch. I don't think it's going to hurt it.
You don't.
That's the gut feeling I have. Okay. I just think they're totally two different
issues.
Ways of viewing it.
Yeah,
issues,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they're both abuses, though. Both of it's abusive behavior. That's for sure. All right, so we're going to concentrate on a movie that was number one during this week in 2003 for you, as we have three separate cuts from this movie. 800-510-8255 is your direct access line to us. And if you can figure out, first person in hasn't won before gets the prize. Here's the first clip.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
This is a very popular movie.
I got it.
What is with that? But I don't know the movie.
Chuck, are you got it from that?
No, one more clip.
There you go, Richie.
This will be easy for you, Chuck.
Big Blue. What'd you like?
Big and Blue?
I knew it.
All right. A little sound effect in the background might be a little helpful because there aren't many movies that have that in them. All right, Chuck, are you there yet or not?
I am not.
All right, last clue.
If this is some kind of practical joke, it's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
No, oh. Come on.
Now.
Oh,
okay.
Duh.
Come on. 800. Roberta's still saying duh. 800-510-8255. All right, what's the name of it? Let us know. Chuck will have movie news in a minute here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Chucker, movie news.
All right, Doug, filming has begun on director Chris Nolan's highly anticipated third Batman film, The Dark Knight Returns. That movie, which will be a mega blockbuster, hits theaters for next summer. Other news of interest, I've been reading some of the reviews for the new Pirates of the Caribbean film, and more than a few critics, although I haven't seen it, so I can't to say myself, are calling it an embarrassment.
Really?
Personally, I don't think I'm going to see it, as I don't think there's really a story to be told and no point for the movie to exist.
Other than to make a lot of money for somebody.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the franchise. I thought the first one was very good, but the two sequels were painful to sit through. And Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell will team up for another movie that did the other guys last summer, for a movie titled Turkey Bowl, about two obsessive football fans who form a street football game to go for Greg and Rice for their childhood football teams. I think that movie was called The Best of Times about 20 years ago with Robin Williams. And
I want to have the Brazilian job, which would be a sequel to the Italian job. Let somebody make that, please. Eric in Salt Lake City. What's the name of that movie?
Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Yay.
Number one movie during this week in 2003. Hold on a second, Eric. Thank you. Check out Chuck's blog. Actually, go to DougSteffen.com. Click on his picture. It'll take you to Entertainment Today and Beyond. A lot of helpful information on things like the Netflix impact on the...